Hi, my name is Jeff Pagano, and welcome to the Harpen and Rugby Preview Show. And joining me to look ahead to Leinster's return to Dublin 3 after 15 years and someone making his 34th pot appearance, welcome back to Mr. Kean Rugby Keno O'Miller.
Thanks for having me back, Jeff.
No problem. Good to have you. Okay, well, now this is the part where we usually get our thoughts on last week, but how about just you just give a quick summary instead of the overall South African tour?
Yeah, it was very disappointing. You know, ultimately coming away with no points on that tour is bad. It's hard to paint it any other way. But it was the lack of a cohesive and coherent performance that I think is the real failure there, especially in the Lions match. They did target that, and to come out of it empty-handed was really, really disappointing. A few bright spots over the course of it, off the top of my head. Natai and Prendergast, I thought, went well. But yeah, on the whole, I expected more. I think it's really one for the end of season review internally.
Yeah, hopefully it's one we can easily forget about with the results down the line. Okay, let's move along. Now it's time to look at our feature match of the week, which is, of course, Leinster v Northampton Saints in the semi-final of the 2023-24 Investec Champions Cup. It's taking place at Croke Park on Saturday, May the 4th, kicking off at 5:30 p.m. Irish time. And by the way, yes, May the 4th is known as Star Wars Day. So be warned, there might be some shameless dad jokes in your immediate future. Hopefully they won't cause too much rancor.
Oh, God.
Is that too niche? No. I don't know. Listen, TV coverage in Ireland is on RTE2 and TNT Sports. And as ever, you can find the full listings for the weekend over at harpenandrugby.com. Just click the Rugby on TV tab. Leinster named their match day 23 at lunchtime on Friday. If you're watching on YouTube, it should be right there in the screen. Or for pod listeners, it's in the program notes. Now, Kigo is... Oh, ho! I get it. Kino has picked out a couple of points from Leinster's team, starting with no great disturbance. What could that possibly mean?
Yeah, it's a fairly settled team from the La Rochelle excluding, obviously, the mini South Africa tour. Just two changes to the starting team. Maloney coming in for the mini tour returnee Jenkins, and Van der Fleer coming in for Will Professor Chop Connors. Quarterfinal team really had a really specific kind of horses for courses feel to it, looking to counter specific threats from La Rochelle. Obviously, a bit of a bogey team for Leinster. This selection looks more like they are trying to take the reins and impose the Leinster style of play from the offset. Ring Rose and Keenan not making fitness probably dictates it being a 5-3 rather than the 6-2 they've kind of been favouring of late. Might not be any harm. Obviously, looking to mitigate any injuries in the back line will be a lot easier with that 5-3. So it's a bit of kind of steady as she goes. And Doris retaining the captaincy is there again. It's nice. He seems to be growing into it nicely.
Yeah, I mean, after all the talk about co-captains at the start of the season and the issues we had at start of the Champions Cup, it's just ironic that we end up here, but it also still in a good place because, I mean, he's really good. He's done really well as captain so far. Okay, so your second point is about Padawans and Masters.
Yeah. I mean, you've got a couple of the younglings coming through there, or those maybe not... nailed on starters in the first 15, we say. Frawley definitely showed what he could do against La Rochelle. He could do a good job in the backfield, and he really impressed me what he can do closer to the line, kind of that second pivot style role, which obviously makes him usually the ideal candidate for the bench option on a 6-2 split. But with Keenan out, he's starting today and not a bad substitute at all. Early days for Osborne's partnership with Henshaw, but it shows a lot of promise. He's a wonderfully balanced, natural footballer, and they will be tested. A lot of strike moves in that quiver from Northampton, so they'll definitely have their work cut out for them defensively. Joe Mack be looking to continue, I think, his rampaging entry into being a nailed-on starter. It's kind of hard to imagine a Leinster team without him on it, barring injury at the moment. Great to see Jimmy O'Brien back to fitness. Really hope he comes back through this unscathed and can show some of the form he was showing before that terrible injury. Crawley obviously starting, and the 5-3 gives Harry the uncontested bench spot for the fly half replacement. I hope he manages the late game without the need for any high risk plays, because we've seen before, like, Harry can go really well with just fairly standard play. But the occasional, he takes the occasional kind of 60-40 or 70-30, and I don't like those. They're there for other people. I like Safe Place. And then yeah, so that's the apprentices, and then come to the masters. Really, the only person you can talk of for this one is Cian Healy. 15 years of European rugby, due to become the most capped European player ever
Most
at
capped, you
100
say?
and
Who is he taking over from? Just to be
let me
thorough in our
just
research.
yeah, Ronan O'Gara held the
Oh,
record up until now.
okay. Oh, okay.
So I'm sure he would be the first to congratulate Cian
Oh, absolutely. I'm sure he's
on
on.
this
Yeah,
achievement.
absolutely. Yeah.
And not only that, he's closing in on Leinster's record. This will be his 275th versus Toner's 280. So I mean, literally, he's had to go through injuries that would have stopped other people three times over. And he's still going, and he's still performing at this level. And yeah, he's a wonderful level of experience to bring off the bench.
Yeah, and a good link between that previous game in Croke Park as well. It's been an amazing career from. Yeah, great lineup overall. Like you say, Jimmy O'Brien was listed as available for selection during the week, and so was Ringrose as well, they said. So it's a good shot in the arm for the likes of Osborne and Henshaw for that pairing that they're going to stick with them, you know. So that probably hold Ringer off. How amazing is we can maybe hold off for another couple of weeks on someone like Gary Ringrose. But it's that center pairing has showed a lot of promise. Although you say promise that they, like you say, they will be tested on Saturday. Okay, so listen, now it's time to have a quick look at the Saints lineup. And just what kind of preparation do you think they'll be doing about now? I mean, apart from maybe taking a seminar on how to avoid using weapons related metaphors. If you know, you know.
Yeah, it's a very strong Saints side, named as expected. It's quality throughout that side. Like, they're not top of the prem for no reason. Though the club captain Lewis Ludlum, apologies, and the top try scorer Ollie Slidholm do both miss out. Though luckily Tommy, who shot first, Freeman, did manage to make it through to the starting 15. Yeah, on form, Finn Smith and a canny and experienced Courtney Laws will be key for them, I think. Finn Smith really is quite a quality fly half, and with that and their set piece strike moves, we're gonna have to keep a close eye on proceedings.
Yeah, I mean, I rewatched their game against Munster too, because I thought of their recent matches, that would be the best sense of what we can expect, and it was sort of a like for like strength wise selections. And they are strong in two areas where you do need to be strong against a team like Leinster. You know, they can defend well. They're stubborn at the breakdown, although missing Ludlam will affect that in a way. But also on quick transition, if you lose the ball and you haven't set your defense, they can get from one end to the other. But again, and that said, they're missing Slidholm, but they do have other good options as well. So there's a lot of areas. I mean, you definitely wouldn't take them for granted at all. Like you say, they're not top of the Premiership for nothing. It's
Yeah.
very very competitive league this year.
Yeah, no, that would be jumping the gun.
Oh, okay. I got one more in there. Okay, so let's quite have a quick look at the officials there. It's Mathieu Reynal has the whistle. It's an all-French team. The weather for Dublin 3 on Saturday evening, on and off rain and drizzle. Not much wind, 9 degrees. Rain, chances of rain 60%. So it could be a wet one at Croker. But I don't think that's going to dampen anyone's spirits. It's going to be a great occasion. Full house, Croke Park. You definitely can't beat it. So. Now let's just take a quick look at some of the rugby going on elsewhere. First off, there's the other semi-final between Toulouse and Harlequins. How do you see that going?
Yeah, as much fun as Quins can be to watch when they're in full flight, it's really hard to look past a rampant Toulouse with a rampant DuPont kind of leading them by the nose. He does. It's really like he's the best rugby player on the planet at the moment. It's really hard to argue against it, and he is starting to have an impact on that Sevens team, even just by being there. The quality of their play just seems to have risen up to meet what he's doing. He's driving things by the seams of it. So I really can't see past Toulouse by even three scores, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, we're well used to Harlequins from the past few years, putting up, like, coming on the right end of big Super Rugby type scores. But there might be the same amount of points in this one. But I'm wondering, will it finish as close as it has been? But you never know. Like I say, they pulled surprises before, so we'll have to see. Okay, so also this weekend, we have to give another shout out. It'll take any excuse to do it to the Irish women for their amazing win over Scotland that saw them finish third in the Six Nations and has them qualified for the 2025 World Cup. If you look back one in our YouTube feed, we did a video all about that, so check that out. Also, there's the Irish Sevens program. They're currently playing out in Singapore. They both have one win and one defeat in their opening matches, so they're looking good for progression to the quarterfinals. And overall, both are already qualified for the final series in Madrid at the end of May anyway, so they're both doing really well. Okay, so now it's head on the block time, Kino. What are the numbers telling you? How do you see this one panning out at Croker?
Right, yeah, I can see this one being tight enough, certainly through the first half anyway. Saints are no mugs. They, like I said, they have an impressive array of fully functional strike moves off the line out, as well as really a great eye for the counter. Between them, that's, I think, 80 to 90% of their tries have come off those two platform, well, that platform and that set of moves. Leinster will need to be disciplined to avoid giving them, I think, attacking line out platforms in our own half. So they may well look to kick infield, put pressure on their red zone carry slash clearance, especially with the massive try areas that seem to be painted in for the day that's in it in Croke Park. I think it's hard to get past them losing their captain and their main try scorer though. As good as they are, I'm not sure they have the tight five to compete for the full 80. So I can see Leinster maybe getting a score early doors in the second half and then pulling away a bit and enough to then to see it out over the last 15 minutes. So I'm going to say my prediction is Leinster by two scores.
Yep, fingers crossed. I think it's all about getting off to a good start for Leinster. And if after about 20 or 30 minutes, if we're not all saying, I have a bad feeling about this, we'll be doing well, But listen, we're going to leave it there, man. Many, many thanks for joining us again. Have a great weekend. Hope to see you soon. Thanks, Keynote.
Yeah, look out for me on Hill 16.
Indeed. And the banner, the Lion Pit banner. And please follow Keynote for all the best stats and articles from the Rugosphere and support him if you can. So, many thanks to y'all for checking out our latest preview show. And if you can also tune into Dublin South 93.9 FM around 5 p.m. on Friday for our Harp and Rugby segment, then be sure to enjoy the match wherever you are. You can follow us on all the usual social media channels. We will, of course, have a wrap pod for you this weekend, recording on Sunday evening. So hopefully you'll help us out by liking, sharing, and subscribing. In the meantime, may the force be with you. Slán.